God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 Praise God. Hallelujah. Mark chapter 2. Brother Mario, we got word that Brother Mario is not feeling well, hasn't been feeling well for several months. He went in for tests, and they've seen spots on his liver. We'll bring the Lord into the picture, because God can make a difference right here, right now. Thank the Lord. Pray for Brother Mario. Jesus, we ask you. Lord, your hand upon Brother Mario, your touch, God, your healing, Lord, your strength, God. Manifest your power on behalf of Brother Mario, Sister Stella. Oh, God, we rebuke fear. Lord God, we rebuke this affliction now in the name of Jesus Christ. Let the signs and wonders, God, continue, I pray. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Mushalara kunde hesudere larabatai. Kumasana maha shalarobo kunde. Oh, in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Thank the Lord, thank the Lord, thank the Lord. Amen, amen. Well, I want to speak to you tonight about no room. No room. I've got a Bible study here that Sister Halsman wrote, Prepare Him Room. I think this would be a good study for Sister Belinda's cousin to go through. Praise God. So, Taylor, come and get this and hand it to Sister Belinda, please. And then she can send it on down to her cousin. And the message... Prepare him room. Sister Belinda, right there, right behind you. Praise God. And I've got one more. One more. Let every heart prepare him room. Sounds like a song, doesn't it? No, it is a song, praise God. And a reality. Thank the Lord. I'd like for Kendra to come and get this one. Because I feel like God's going to open someone's heart in her circle of influence. And she's going to share it with that person. Amen. And they're going to come to truth in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Praise God. Amen. And we can order some more of those. Real easy. They live in Anchorage now. Praise God. Brother and Sister Halsman are going to, he already has his pilot's license. He's determined that there's going to be more church plants in our district. Amen. And he's ready to help assist and train and work with us to bring that into reality. Praise God. Amen. Thank the Lord. So, like I said, if you have someone you want to share that study with, we'll definitely order some more. Praise God. Mark chapter 2, verse 1. And again he entered into Capernaum after some days, and it was noised that he was in the house. I like that. Praise God. It got noisy when they found out Jesus was there. Hallelujah. I like the noise that we raised here. Praise God. Worship and in prayer and believing the Lord to do a healing work. Praise God. Verse 2, straightway, many were gathered together insomuch that there was no room. Everybody say no room. No room to receive them. No, not so much as about the door. They couldn't even stick their head in the door. He preached the word unto them. Oh, they've got to have the word. They've got to receive the word. Praise God. They come unto him, bringing one sick of the palsy, which was born of four. There were four that carried him to that place. But to their disappointment, there's no room. They couldn't get their friend in the door. And no matter how much noise they made, it just added to the praise and the worship of the Lord who is doing miracles. Thank the Lord. You can be seated. Noise that he was in the house. And boy, they started to gather. They came from all around the neighborhood, all around Capernaum. I don't know how big Capernaum was, maybe the size of Sterling. And I don't know that communities then were spread out like Sterling is. Maybe they were more compact. Maybe they were more together, and farmlands, pastures, and so on were surrounding the communities. I'm not sure what it was like, but the word got around. Jesus is here. The miracle worker is here. Praise God. And they gathered together. Praise God. Well, why not get noisy? The angels were noisy. That heavenly host that gathered. Praise God. Now, it doesn't say in Luke that they sang. We often say they sang. I guess it, Hark the Herald Angels Sing. And maybe that's where we get it from. But I think they were noisy, whether they were singing or not. I think they were shouting praise. They were lifting up the Lord. And it's going to be interesting to hear what that sounds like. Praise God. When we get into that heavenly realm. Hallelujah. But there's going to be a silence as well. Amen. Because the angels can't sing the song of redemption like you and I can. Praise the Lord. So we're going to have a chance to be noisy. Amen. Lift up the Lord and exalt him. But there was no room even at the door. And Jesus preached the word. He is the word. Thank the Lord. The word made flesh and dwelling among us. And we beheld his glory. It's not just something that is in the past in the book of John, but we behold his glory. Hallelujah. And thank God we're able to make room for him. Now, that paralyzed man with four of his pals carrying him, I think I shared with you how we did that in our house one time. We had the youth group over. And we put the lightest one, the smallest one, in the blanket, and four got on one on each corner and started carrying Amelia around and bouncing her along the floor. It's not as easy as it sounds. It's not. So here these guys come down the street where it was noise that Jesus is in the house, and they're determined they're going to get their friend in the presence of the Lord. Who can do a healing work. Praise God. And they're carrying him along, and they get to the door, and they can't even get through the door frame. It's just bulging with people, and it's noisy. But they hear preaching. They hear the word speaking the word, and they're getting even more excited. Thank God. And so, up on the housetop, praise God. They didn't even pause. They just started tearing tiles off, dust falling in, plaster flying around. Praise God, and the whole thing. What did the homeowner think? He probably just shrugged. Oh, well, praise God. Get him down here. Amen. They didn't bring gifts. They didn't even bring Gimpy. He couldn't even walk. He couldn't even limp along. They'd carried him. And many adventures that they enjoyed together, and now they believe God is going to do something. Praise God. And Jesus saw their faith. That's what he saw. Amen. The homeowner saw a hole. The people in the crowd saw dust filtering down on them. But Jesus saw their faith. Hallelujah. Thank God that you and I have the church. Thank God that you and I have brothers and sisters who can bring us to the Lord. Amen. And their faith lifts us up. Their faith brings us along. Their faith brings us into the presence of the miracle worker. Hallelujah. Thank the Lord. Thank the Lord. Praise God. And their actions qualified their faith. That qualifies them to be in Hebrews 11. Faith and action. Praise God. Thank the Lord that we can be involved. And to their amazement, and to the amazement of all who were there, Jesus said, "Son, your sins are forgiven." Ooh, that got some people's attention. Those that were prone to criticism, those that were there to qualify every statement, every dotting of the I and crossing of the T, those that wanted it to be just so. And who is this? Forgive sins. Only God can. Well, they had it figured out. They didn't even know it. Amen. Thank the Lord that Jesus can forgive. Jesus can heal. Jesus can make whole. Hallelujah. Amen. Arise, the Lord said. Take up thy bed and walk. Wow, right before their eyes, even more miraculous things took place. Amen. The Lord had said, you know, why reason ye in your hearts? Well, I thought about Isaiah 1 and 18. Come, let us reason together. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as wool. Hallelujah. White as snow. Amen. Though they be red like crimson, they're going to be as wool. Thank God for the power of the Lord to bring about that kind of a change. And then his challenge to them. What's easier to say? Your sins are forgiven, or arise and walk? Well, pretty easy to say your sins are forgiven. You know, that's amazing how the Lord makes, or rather how the devil makes us struggle with forgiveness. The Lord said that's easy to say. God help us not to struggle unto a burden that we don't need to be carrying. A bag of garbage and trash that we don't need to drag around. God help us to forgive. And I'm not belittling any of the situations that you may have encountered that may be in your past, that may be something that you endured. I'm not belittling that at all. But I am saying God can help you to step beyond that. Amen. The one who is the same yesterday, today, and forever, hallelujah, will move you into a future that is glorious, beautiful, wonderful, powerful, without all that garbage and trash from the past. Amen. And move you into a goodness of his glory and his presence. Why reason ye in your heart? Well, they thought they had it figured out. They thought they had the load of condemnation. But thank God, the Lord did a work beyond anything that they've ever seen. In fact, that's how they categorized it. We never saw it on this fashion, is how they said it. Amen. We've never seen anything like this before. Praise God. And always, I would love to have been there. You know, we use the phrase, a fly on the wall. I don't want to be a fly on the wall, for crying out loud. I want to stand there and watch them make room. There was no room even at the door. I'd love to see them just step aside, eyes as big as saucers, as the man that they carried up on the roof and lowered down in the blanket or whatever it was that they were carrying him in, now takes up his bed and walks out. Praise God. Amen. They made room. They made room. They watched him walk out. Praise God. And thank the Lord that there are things that we've never seen before that God is going to do. Things we've seen already that we've never seen before. That God did a work. Praise God. And he's going to continue that kind of work as we put our eyes upon him. Thank the Lord. See, that's the problem. Sometimes people get their eyes off the Lord. Jesus talked about that farmer who had no room, and he was prosperous, and He thought, I don't have any room to bestow my goods. I need to do something different here. I need to do, you know, the Lord, before he told that parable about the rich farmer, he said in Luke 12 and 15, take heed and beware of covetousness, for a man's life consisteth not in the abundance of things which he possesseth. No, that's not the measurement. That's not what it makes up a man's life. And as far as that goes, the Lord can do a hundredfold. Isaac, it is mentioned in Scripture that he reaped a hundredfold because he had the right priorities. He built an altar, he set up his tent, and then he dug a well. His God, his family, and then his job. We get those priorities mixed up sometimes. Not us. Praise God, we got our head screwed on, right? That's kind of an odd saying, too. Well, anyway, that a hundredfold. Matthew 19 and 29, take a look there. When you forsake all and you follow Jesus, you can reap a hundredfold and everlasting life. A hundredfold right here and now. And then on top of that, everlasting life. Wow, our God's got a good deal that you can receive and be blessed in. Moreover, Matthew 13, the parable of the sower, there was reaping because of good seed in good ground. There was 30, 60, and 100-fold that came in. So God can do it. Praise God. The Lord can provide. But here's this farmer saying, I have no room to bestow my fruits. And then he had the brilliant idea. I know what I'll do. I'll tear down my barns. I'll build bigger. I'll make room. I'll bestow my fruits and my goods. Notice the emphasis on mine. That's all he was focused on. That's all he was wrapped up in. The future looked fine for his, from his perspective, in his eyes. Much goods laid up for many years. Take thine ease. Eat, drink, and be merry. Carefree, not a worry in the world. And he said these things to his soul. Soul, take thine ease. But the Lord required his soul that night. See, that's the part of the equation that people forget to add in. And we've got to make sure we have our perspective in the right things. Because he didn't make room. He did not make room for what was most important. He did not make room for what was necessary. He was rich in earthly goods, but not rich toward God. What a mistake. What a difficult thing. Now, the Christmas season, we know the story very well. Mary and Joseph traveling from Nazareth down to Bethlehem. Yeah, that wasn't just a stroll either. 65 miles by the crow flies. I doubt there's a crow that would fly that far, but that's what we say. Another crazy saying. No room for Mary in the inn. The tax and the census ordered by Augustus, everyone going to their own city where there were enrolled, and God used man's work for his own purposes. Amen. The Lord's still in control, isn't he? The Lord's still in charge. We see lots of things going on that we don't agree with, lots of things that are happening in our world that would be upsetting to those who believe Scripture and hold to the principles and values of the Word of God. But fear not. Amen. The Lord is going to bring forth His power and His blessing. God used man's decree to work out His purpose and fulfill His word. Amen. Even though the travel and the tax did a double dip on poor Joseph and his budget, God was working His plan. Amen. And it was a long journey, but the Lord was there to provide for them. Now imagine the crowd that was there in that little village of Bethlehem, all coming back, all having to be taxed, all the grumbling, all of the complaining, all of the hustle and bustle that was going on at that particular time. And not very many were aware of what God was doing. It's amazing the scribes were able to find Micah 5 and 2 and understand this is where He's going to be born, and to tell the wise men and so on. You know, all of the aspects of the shepherds, the angels, the wise men, all of this coming together as God would fulfill His plan. Thank God they were making room, making time, adjusting their schedules, and being willing to expend their funds. That wasn't a free trip that those wise men made. That was a long ways to go, all the way from India, some would estimate, and they came across all of those lands between Palestine and where they were at. It wasn't simple for them to make that trip. That journey was a long time, but praise God, they made room for the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank God for making room. The Lord, you stop and think about Him. Wait a minute. They didn't need to have a suite. They didn't need to have a fancy room. You could have made room for a lady who was about to deliver her baby. And they somehow, some way, somebody could have said, no, there's no way she's going to go out to that stable. We're going to make room for her right here. But a lot of people were just caught up in their own woes and sorrows and tax burdens and distance to travel and all of that stuff. God help us not to get caught up in all of the garbage that's going on today. Amen. But to make sure we make room, because Jesus is a difference maker. Yeah. Amen. Yeah. Thank God. He's the one that, you know, the goodness of God will lead you to repentance. And thank God we stepped into that realm. The name of Jesus Christ is for remission of sins. And we were baptized in that wonderful name. The power of the Holy Ghost is the gift that God wants to give. And we receive that gift. Hallelujah. And are baptized into one body, whether we be Jew or Greek, whether we be bond or free. That was how Paul said it. But we can go even beyond that, praise God. Whether we be Alaska Native, whether we be from Colombia or the Philippines, whether we be from wherever, Heinz 57 like most of you are. But praise God, the Lord brings us into His power, brings us into His spirit, brings us into His touch. Hallelujah. And the power of the Lord is He makes room for us in His kingdom. But oh, how important for us to be able to make room for Him. I look back to an old song that we used to hear, no room, no room for Him, no room to let Him in. No room for Jesus in the world He made. No room. No room for the King of Kings. Room for others and for other things. No room for Jesus in the world He made. No room. Room for houses, lands, and pleasures. Room for things that pass away. But for the One who reigns forever, no room today. That's a sad description of our world, isn't it? God, help us to be able to move into the realm where we make room. Praise God. We made room for Him in this service tonight. Hallelujah. And thank God for the power of the Lord that swept in this place, the touch of God that came upon our hearts and minds and bodies. Hallelujah. Oh, I'm thankful He keeps making a difference. He still answers prayer. He still gives healing. He still provides guidance. Hallelujah. The positives that we find in a negative world come from Him. Amen. And I'm thankful that we can know His power and His blessing. He made room for us. Whosoever will, let him come. Thank God. He that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out. He continues to make room. Amen. If any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. Praise God. Oh, I'm thankful that there is the room that He has provided. I go to prepare a place for you. He's making room. Yes, He is. I will come again. Thank God. And those of us who've made room for Him until that day are going to be so glad, so thankful, so full of rejoicing. Hallelujah. To rise to meet Him in the air. Oh, praise God. He said, where I am, there you may be also. Praise God. Now, in the few remaining minutes, consider Laodicea. Laodicea was a Jesus name church. It had been filled with the Holy Ghost. It believed like you believe. But somehow, some way, it got off track. It didn't continue in the way that it was supposed to. Oh, their assessment. We're rich. We're increased with goods. We have need of nothing. But oh, how they needed to make room. How they needed to open up. How they needed to receive Him. Amen. Now, Laodicea is up in the area where maybe modern Greece would be. It's in Asia. It's between Ephesus and Colossae. So it's in that circle of fellowship that should have kept them on fire, not lukewarm. They should have been hot and on fire for God. But instead, they're comfortable. They've got what's convenient. They're just kicking back and skating along. We're rich. We're increased with goods. We have need of nothing. Boy, that's the opposite of Acts chapter 3. And then Peter saying, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, give I thee. In the name of Jesus of Nazareth, rise up and walk. They didn't have that kind of power. They had power to buy. They had power for comfort. They had power for convenience, but nope, they didn't have what they needed, and they didn't even know it. Knowest not that thou art poor, miserable, wretched, naked? Wow, totally different than what they thought they were. God help us not to make them that kind of mistake. Amen. But that's the world we're living in right now. That's what the world values right now, just feeling like we got it made. We're, you know, don't make waves. Everybody come together. We're all good. But the Lord counseled them. He's still the counselor, isn't He? Amen. Wonderful counselor, the mighty God, the everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. I counsel thee by of me. You know, He's saying you need to pay the price. You need to turn your focus on what's important. Buy of me gold tried in the fire. What's that? Faith. Amen. White raiment. What's that? It's holy. Praise God. Santa says, ho, ho, ho. The Lord says, hope, holy, home. That's where I want you to go. Amen. White raiment. Don't be dirty. Don't be wrinkled. Don't be blemished. No, the Lord's going to present to himself a glorious church without spot or wrinkle. Praise God. White raiment. And then eye salve. Eye salve? You see, they couldn't see. They lost sight. They didn't see eternal values. They were looking at the now. They were looking right here. Not the eternal realm. And so the Lord said, you need these things. You need that gold. You need that white raiment. You need that eye salve. Amen. And then Revelation 3:20, you probably looked at that verse. You probably quoted that verse. You probably saw the picture that was painted a long time ago, Jesus not standing at the door and knocking. And you probably put that in the perspective that the Lord's reaching for sinners. The Lord's reaching for those who don't know him. The Lord's knocking at hearts that have never experienced him. Is that what happened? No, that's a church. That's a Jesus name, Holy Ghost church. How is it that they don't make room for the Lord? How did that happen? Okay. So the challenge for you and me today is never to let that happen. Never to have the Lord on the outside knocking, asking, pleading, if any man hear my voice, oh God, help us, Lord. Help us to hear your voice always, to be sensitive to your voice always, to hunger to hear your voice always. Amen. Open the door. Make room. Make room in your schedule. Make room in your checkbook. Make room in your whole life. Everywhere. Everything. Amen. Amen. I will come in, the Lord says, and sup with him, and he with me. Oh, that relationship can get stronger. That relationship can get fuller. That relationship can become even more complete. Praise God. Amen. And then he goes on from there. In addition to sup, he says, you can sit with me. And the Spirit will speak, and he that hath an ear, let him hear. Praise God. Wow. That's an amazing invitation. That's incredible. In Laodicea, no room. God help us. Stand with me, please. The room that the Lord needs means I become a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto him, which is just our reasonable service. The room that the Lord needs is I'm not conformed to this world, but I'm transformed by the renewing of my mind, and I can prove what is good and acceptable and perfect in the will of God. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm a new creature. Old things pass away. I've got to let those old things pass away. I can't hang on to them. You know, with a deadly grasp and no, I don't want to lose. No. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Wow. That's making room. Praise God. Amen. And we can go on and on here, you know, with Scripture, but what we got to do is do it. Faith and action. Hear and do. Praise God. So let's come. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to the Lord. Glory to the Lord. Glory to the Lord. Shatia Kakatolorobos.